Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Weeks ago, and then again another week ago, the puppet president promised we would not see any images that resembled the fall of Saigon in 1975. But maybe we should probably go to YouTube and type that in. Helicopter airlift Saigon 1975, and then compare the two together. In fact, there it is on Twitter. They're basically identical. In fact, they're still using the Chinooks from Vietnam to do it. They still can't make a better helicopter, designed in the 1950s, it goes 200 miles an hour and can pick people up off the side of a cliff or a mountain. Pretty amazing. There are the images for TV viewers, radio listeners. It's all posted on InfoWars.com. People scrambling for dear life. After 20 years and $2 trillion spent to create this United Nations utopia of love and kindness and goodness, it's all been a giant fraud to get the opium. It's all been a giant scam to secure the country for China so they can get trillions of dollars in rare earth minerals out of the country. And now China is moving in to replace the United States as the new empire to take control, but they don't need to use any violence. They'll just simply buy off the Taliban. They're trying to blame President Trump for what has happened, but he had a completely different plan of withdrawal. This has been a panic withdrawal, almost as if they wanted this to happen on purpose. Helicopters are evacuating staff from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul as the Taliban entered the Afghan capital from all sides. Watch hundreds of U.S. citizens scramble aboard C-17 as Taliban ready to declare Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, which China has already recognized. Former CIA officer, the most infamous and devastating press conference ever held by an American president. 20 years of war in Afghanistan has cost the U.S. taxpayer over $2.2 trillion, which of course was the plan, a giant cash machine of U.S. taxpayer money directly into globalist coffers. Again, you can watch the footage at InfoWars.com. U.S. choppers evacuate Kabul embassy as Blinken defiantly rejects Vietnam pullout comparisons. Talk about gaslighting. The Afghan president has fled the country as the Taliban enter the capital. But Biden relaxes on vacation while Saigon moment looms in Afghanistan. And it's all ready here. That's just some of the news we're going to be covering, like this important John Bound report that's coming up next segment. Afghanistan falls, Biden fails. That's coming up. But we've got some really big news other than this today. As important as this is and as predictable as this was, I even said last year that if Trump wasn't careful, it could end up looking like the fall of Saigon, 1975. Because the whole thing was a mistake to ever go in there to begin with, much less stay there. And to act like it's a victory for the Taliban to take over the place that they've been in control of because they're from there for thousands of years is also a misnomer. But this is really emblematic of a collapsing empire now turning inward on itself. Turns out InfoWars trended yesterday and today on Twitter and other places because NBC and others ran a headline, we'll cover when we first get back, saying that if you protest any form of COVID restriction, you are a terrorist. Well, that's in the official U.S. government policy, but now they're announcing it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, August 15th, the year is 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I'm very blessed to be here with you live on air this evening, broadcasting worldwide. Now, let's go ahead and put on screen for everybody something that came from an NBC news program on NBC National Friday evening. Now, when this went out on the news, they also announced this. We have the video clip. People were pretty shocked because it is an extremely authoritarian statement. Then the left began to say on Twitter and Instagram that it wasn't true. And I've got those printouts here as well. And they said it can't be true because Alex Jones can't be right again. How could this be? And then I saw massive, massive numbers of tweets and comments just explode out saying, Jones must be in the CIA. How did he know this? So we can put that back on screen, please. For radio listeners, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read this for everybody. Potential terror threats, opposition to COVID measures, claims of election fraud, belief Trump can be reinstated, 9/11 anniversary, and religious holidays. Now, where is there evidence that people that want to reinstate Trump or question the election are going to blow stuff up? And where is there evidence that people protesting masks that don't work and experimental vaccines that don't work and make people sick, where is there evidence that we're terrorists, much less that we're the number one terror threat? So again, for all those new viewers and all those new listeners, let me show you where I got this. I didn't get it from the CIA. I didn't get it out of a crystal ball. I didn't learn about this from a fortune cookie. I learned about it 2 months ago when they issued the new official policy of the Biden administration, the National Strategy for Conducting Domestic Terrorism. The National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism, but that's really what they're doing, is conducting terrorism against us with the Chinese bioweapon that their controllers released to take control of the United States. So this was put out in June, and I covered it every day that I was on air since then. Every day. Every day. I'm on the air 7 days a week now. Every show, I showed you this. And I said, this is the holy grail of what's coming. This is totally illegal, extremely dangerous, completely out of control. But see, the average person online thinks it's voodoo to know anything. So they thought I must have magically just thought this up on my own, or I'm in the CIA, as if people in the CIA know anything. That's a low-level criminal organization. So Here it is. Opposition to COVID measures is terrorism. Claims of election fraud is terrorism. Beliefs that Trump can be reinstated is terrorism. Now, you can go read the June 2021 document for yourself. And I'm going to be going over all this because they plan to implement this, and I'm going to explain how they're going to do it and how they're going to bankrupt you and take everything you've got and destroy your life unless you wake up and say no. This is a real globalist takeover. But first, a very important report on the fall of Afghanistan by design by the puppet-in-chief Biden.
Similar to the 7.2 magnitude earthquake that rocked Haiti.
That massive 7.2 earthquake leaving hundreds dead.
The Taliban is a force of nature causing tectonic shifts under a crumbling Biden administration led by the nose by incompetent Defense Department bigwigs that have mismanaged the effort in Afghanistan from day one, destroying the lives of countless American soldiers.
The United States will continue to support consular services, and that includes the processing and operations of the Special Immigrant Visa Program, and will continue to engage in diplomacy with the Afghan government and the Afghan people. Additionally, we will continue our focus on counterterrorism.
Regardless of Biden's half-baked prediction,
is a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not. Because you have the Afghan troops have 300,000 well-equipped as any army in the world and an air force against something like 75,000 Taliban. It is not inevitable. I was up in that pass where Osama bin Laden was allegedly escaped or out of harm's way. We went for two reasons. One, to...
In just 9 days, the Taliban took control of more than half of Afghanistan's provinces. And as Biden has done when it comes to the border, the economy, and COVID, Biden blamed the Trump administration for the chaos in Afghanistan, while Trump responded to the mischaracterization. As Biden's globalist mouthpiece, Jen Psaki, revealed just how disconnected this administration is.
The Taliban also has to make an assessment about what they want their role to be in the international community.
Anyone with any recollection will recall that the Trump administration bombed the Taliban to the negotiating table, as the New York Post recounted, after warning Taliban leader Hibatullah Akhundzada that he would come back and hit you harder than any country has ever been hit if he welched on the deal. Trump made good on his threat and launched punishing airstrikes, the first time the Taliban violated the agreement. Since then, not a single U.S. soldier has died in combat in Afghanistan.
That they had to kill people in order to put themselves in a little better negotiating position. When they did that, they killed 12 people. One happened to be a great American soldier. And we've hit the Taliban harder in the last 4 days than they've been hit in over 10 years.
Biden, who has always regarded himself as a foreign policy genius, is now frantically upping the ante, increasing troops from 3,000 to 5,000 in order to avoid what could be his Saigon moment.
In April of 75, North Vietnamese troops approached the southern capital of Saigon. President Gerald Ford ordered all U.S. troops and citizens out of the country.
Permit the movement of refugees to the area of their choice.
In the early hours of April 30th, despite multiple flights with hundreds of evacuees and with time running out, Barry uttered three words that meant it was imperative for the U.S. diplomat to leave.
So he comes up, gets on, we fly out with the ambassador, and you make the call, you know, tiger, 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 that means the ambassador's out.
I'm embarrassed that the United States of America is being humiliated and is leaving an area that we had come to defend, and we've been defeated.
As embassy staff are evacuated, the Taliban is setting up an invasion into the capital city that could lapse into a bloodbath. In 2001, the Taliban abandoned Kabul following the U.S. invasion. At that time, Kabul's population was 500,000. As the U.S. dug its heels into a two-decade occupation, Kabul was transformed into a growing urban middle-class center, exponentially skyrocketing into a population of 4.6 million. Meanwhile, Biden's reliance on a massive and highly trained Afghan military has already been defeated from one end of the country to the other, as Mazar-i-Sharif, the Afghan government's last stronghold, has fallen. Meanwhile, America watches a failing commander-in-chief in the first year of his presidency, mired in globalist directives, distracted with the targeting of American citizens and foreign policy disasters, vacationing at Camp David, when every American knows, whether they want to or not, that a real U.S. president wouldn't be able to sleep or leave the White House under the unprecedented pressure and intense scrutiny threatening their legacy. John Bounds, reporting.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
From deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I'm Alex Jones, your host, on this August 15th Sunday transmission. Thanks to you so much for joining us. Okay, let's just plow right into the big story. And it's not the fall of Afghanistan. It's the fall of Western civilization by design, by the globalists, part of their post-industrial Agenda 2030 plan that I've been warning of for decades that we're now in the middle of. So here's the headline. It's on Infowars.com. It's an RT article. Biden DHS officially designates anti-lockdown protesters as terrorists. You can go read the whole article. Here's NBC News. Potential terror threats. Number one terror threat in the Homeland Security Bulletin. Opposition to COVID measures. Claims of election fraud. Belief Trump can be reinstated. And in the RT article and in the NBC article, they have links to the memos, links to all of the information there for you to see that for yourself. Now, here's where it all comes from. Remember, as soon as Biden got his way in through fraud in January of this year, now 6.5 months ago, the first press conferences they had with General Milley and with Jen Psaki and with all these people and the Justice Department was protesting the election is terror. And we're preparing to use the FBI and CIA against the new terror threat, which is Trump supporters. And then they started saying about a few weeks later, and people that don't like lockdowns that are coming. And I said, wow, more lockdowns are coming. We already knew that, but then they started saying it. And then on page 10 of the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism came out 2 months ago. They made it official policy. They said any narratives of fraud in the recent general election. You put it back on screen for me, thanks. The emboldening impact of the violent breach of the U.S. Capitol, conditions related to the COVID-19 pandemic, and conspiracy theories promoting violence will almost certainly spur someone to try to engage in violence. So, who tried to engage in violence last year and this year? It was the FBI cooking up terror plots with the Michigan militia, which they were leading that particular group, and it was all a setup, and it's come out in court. The FBI agent didn't just beat up his wife at a swinger sex party, bashing her head bloody. He's so psychotic, reportedly. But then he turned over the audio files to the defense where they brag about setting them up and framing them. That's in the Michigan news. So there's one plot to kidnap a governor because of the lockdown, and that was the FBI creating the whole thing. And the head FBI agent is such a, looks like somebody that would like rule a penitentiary or something, like the white supremacist wing. Not saying he's a white supremacist, but I mean, if I saw him pumping gas, I'd say that's a hardened con, probably a murderer, probably out after 20 years. And so just remember, that's who they're hiring, that's who they're preparing for total war with us, ladies and gentlemen. And the entire leadership of the group was FBI. You can, if you want, type in Kalamazoo, FBI agent arrested for assaulting wife at sex party. And he's the lead guy. And I'm just pointing out the level of scum we're dealing here with now. I mean, that's who runs your government, that's who's in control of it now. Just discredited, fraudulent garbage. Does that mean every agency's bad or every agent's bad? No. But the people they pick for dirty tricks like this are bad people. And this is a declaration of war against the American people. So clearly they're going to stage very soon. There he is. They're going to stage very soon terror attacks to blame it on us. That's the next card. That's the next move. That's what you should expect. Now, there it is. FBI agent charged with beating wife until she had blood all over her at sex party. After sex party. So that's how this dude rolls. And again, evil people are arrogant and full of chutzpah. Bravada. He sent files before the sex party, a week before, 2 weeks before, to the defense, admitting the whole setup. It's the enemy just falls into our hands that way because they're inherently bad people. Just incredible. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. So, imagine in the year 2021, the southern border is completely wide open. There are people coming across with bubonic plague cases spreading all over the United States now in four states. They are pouring across with hundreds of tropical diseases that are extremely rare, even in the tropics, that are now spreading all over the United States. But they're going to tell you that your five-year-old needs to wear a mask. That's just the cultic, evil, lazy, leftist teachers union wanting to swing their filthy weight around. And so I'm going to calm down. Next segment, I'm going to cover all the news. I'm not complaining. I spent, my wife's been out of town, so most of my children are gone right now. And so I've been studying 12 hours a day. I studied, about 5 hours Friday. I studied about 14 hours yesterday. And I studied about 7 hours today. And I'm just too loaded for bear. Let me just calm down, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to restart the whole broadcast, and I'm going to go right into all this. But do you understand what this means? I mean, this is horrible. And let me explain something really important here that I'll get into next segment. Compliance with all this evil is what keeps making it worse. Going along with this is why everything's falling apart. The Taliban are cavemen, and they are terrible people, and they keep little boys as sex slaves, something actually the Democratic Party came out, internal memos, and said is kind of cool. And they let them have kidnapped children as young as three in rape dungeons all over the Afghanistan. I told you about that years ago, but now that's in the news. So they are a caveman, pedophilic demon creature, the mainline men are. And homosexuality is about 90% in Afghanistan, about 50% in the Middle East. That's why the left loves them. I mean, hell, they got giant grooming gangs in England, 10,000 girls one town, 5,000 another, as young as 6 years old. They complain, they chop them up, put them in meat kebab machines. Again, you're a new listener, you think this sounds crazy. Fauci takes live babies, keeps them alive, scalps them, puts their brains and their hair on rats, and they chain people up and put maggots inside their brains to eat their brains, and they chain up beagles and do it. I mean, that's all true. I can pull it all up for you right now. Okay. And the FBI agent, you know, beats his wife up at sex parties. I mean, it's just hell upon earth. Do you understand? And then when I come back, I'm going to explain something. At least the Afghans stand up for themselves and don't comply. That's why the biggest, sickest, most evil system in the world can't get control of them because they won't bow. But we do whatever we're told in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. And so now the American Medical Association says they're going to take boy and girl off the birth certificates, and now they're going to teach children as young as four to pick their own sex and sterilize them. That's just...
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just for your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply. supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with the natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Ladies and gentlemen, to this live Sunday transmission. I'm going to be here for another hour and a half. Got some big special guests joining us. I'll tell you about in a moment. And then, the one and only, my good buddy, Owen Schroyer, will be hosting the third and fourth hour, which is called Sunday Live. This is the Alex Jones Show, Sunday edition. And Sunday Live only has 6 minutes of ads an hour just for local stations. We cut the network ads, so there's less ads. So, powerful 2 hours every Sunday evening. Let me do this segment, because I am on information overload. Let me explain why I make such a big deal out of the fact that I'm not the one making these predictions. Now, I am good at reading more globalist documents than pretty much anybody else does, probably except their top people. Everybody's so specialized in business and in life and in media and in culture that somebody knows about golf, or they know about rock and roll, or they know about insurance policies, or they know about race cars, or they know about education, and they know about their area of education. Well, I'm a generalist, and I read at least 6-7 hours a day. And I thought it was a pretty big deal in June when they put out the new official terrorism policy and said, we got more lockdowns coming, and we're going to say you're a terrorist if you're against these things. And if you even criticize things, you're aiding and abetting terrorists, and we're going to use the U.S. Pentagon and military and NSA against you. I mean, that's so illegal. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being total tyranny, 0 being freedom, it's a 9.7. And you know how frustrating it is that when this hit Friday night and Saturday, and I trended at the top of Twitter politics and the top of Instagram, people sent it to me, everyone was marveling and debating how I knew this and playing clips of me saying it. And even the clips people put out on the internet didn't have me showing you where. See? It's the frustration that people don't understand. The reason I know what's going to happen is not because I have a 200 IQ, which I don't have. It's because it's the enemy battle plan. I have their damn playbook. Just like Steve Belichick keeps winning Super Bowls because it's well known he freaking pays. He steals their playbooks. They all do it. The point is that we have the damn playbook. And so let me explain the playbook to you, okay? Let me explain the playbook to you. This is a permanent world government Rockefeller Foundation cooked up plan called Operation Lockstep. They're never going to end the lockdowns. They're just going to tighten them down, loosen them up some, tighten them down more, loosen them up some, through successful approximation until you have a world ID card, global carbon tax systems, your phone tracking everywhere you go, forced gene therapies on a monthly basis of whatever the system wants to put into you, whenever they want, no more FDA process, no more nothing, just absolute total tyranny. And by shutting down the world economy and calling small businesses non-essential, it will cause a massive collapse in productivity and a global depression, which they will then use with their trillions of fiat money to buy up the planet. And they've all written books about it. Ted Turner, Prince Philip, David Rockefeller, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, Zbigniew Brzezinski. I've read all their books. I watch 20 hours of UNWHO hearings. In December of 2019. And we put out a 30-minute boil down of 20 hours. And they're meeting in Switzerland. And they said, it's a total emergency. Everyone's waking up to us. We're just given vaccines by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and told to give them to people when they're not even studied. All of our frontline doctors are about to quit. They're getting wobbly. We've got to do something. And I said on air when that document came out and those videos came out, we learned about it until January 2020. I said, this COVID thing out of England, that's really where it comes out of, then through the U.S. and given to the Chinese. This bioweapon cooked up in London, it's the answer to this, to have such a huge event and so many people freaked out and scared that then people will accept the injections that are gene therapies. And then I went and looked by February of last year on record with top scientists, all agreeing that you could never have, again, a COVID vaccine for the entire corona family because of the protein in the virus is the same protein all over your body. So your body attacks itself and you die of blood clots in your lungs, heart, and brain, bare minimum. And I started seeing this in February and just started studying more. I mean, I've read thousands of studies. I've had hundreds of doctors and scientists on. We've played clips of hundreds of others here. I've got like 35 clips of scientists, top people, Nobel Prize winners, just totally freaking out right now. And back then they said, it's going to cause blood clots. It's going to hurt people. It's going to cause autoimmune responses so that the people that have taken the shots are going to slough these prions, these viruses off, and it's going to cause a giant wave of illness within 6 to 8 months. Now, that was all theoretical. Now they did the injections, the gene therapy. It's not a vaccine. And now everybody I know that is around family that's been injected with these so-called vaccines that are really nanotech replicators are now getting sick. Literally, half the people I know are sick and in bed right now. I ask them to call everyone they know. Everyone they know is 30, 40, 50% sick. My wife went to Omaha to see family. Half the people are sick. She got sick up there. It's everywhere. See, it was fake a year ago. And they called car wrecks and cancer and gunshot wounds and motorcycle accidents COVID. That was to get you to take the shot. There's a real virus, gain of function, a chimera they own. And they already tested it in rats years ago that when you then create a vaccine for that virus, it produces something that replicates in your body. And they discovered this 50 years ago, that if you try to make a vaccine for any coronavirus, even with standard vaccines, it produces these prions that are deadly, that slough. It's basically a synthetic virus. So they knew, and Fauci knew, and Gates knew, and University of Texas led the national initiative for Obama and Fauci from 2010 to 2015 and spent hundreds and millions of dollars at Baylor Medical and UT Medical with five other universities, seven total, and they did hundreds of studies on rats and other animals and found almost 100% death rate from prions. And they say in the studies that I've shown you dozens of times, do not give this to humans. It will kill them. So they knew this would happen. You understand what that means? It's over, folks. They have implanted half the United States at least with a system that's basically spongiform encephalopathy, mad cow disease. I have just today seven scientists that are about to tell you this on video next hour, clips. Seven. Former head of the science division of Pfizer, top scientists at MIT, you name it. They did it on purpose. They've never had a vaccine for the cold because it kills the animals, and in human trials they've done all over the world, it kills a large percentage of those in the human trials. Normally, 30% are dead within a year. Do you understand what this means? Everybody's calling me. Oh, you're right again. Oh, well, how'd you know that all over the U.S. they keep babies alive and then harvest their organs and vivisect them while their hearts are still beating? And do experiments on them. Because it was in the damn literature 20 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. They're coming for you. They're killing you. And they don't care if you're a school teacher or a bureaucrat or a banker. So many CEOs and top people have died from the shots as well. This is just hell on earth, premeditated, psychotic murder. And now, they're going to say this winter with all the incredible death. You never see stuff like this in the summer, all these diseases. Imagine this winter, they're going to blame the unvaccinated and declare martial law, and Biden's ready to do it. My God, it's here. Total extermination.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it a year and a half ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan or if you haven't tried it,
It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only two places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this August 15th Sunday broadcast. Chris Skye is going to be popping up at the start of the next hour. He led giant demonstrations in Canada in just the last few days. There are huge demonstrations from Israel to the UK to France to Germany, all over the world. There's protests in African countries against lockdowns where it actually starves people to death when that happens. And so millions are hitting the streets, and it seems the epicenter, one of the most oppressive places other than Australia, the former prison colony, great people, by the way, just like Israel, is Israel. And we had Shlomo Gordon on a while back ago. I wanted to get a quick update this segment, the next segment from him. He's originally from Chicago, then went to Israel, was a tank crewman in the Israeli army, studied biophysics at university. I'm not going to go over it all. Then started getting involved in Israeli politics and is now started up a pro-medical freedom party in Israel. Has been helping lead the opposition to what I can only call 1984, the government freedom bracelets and freedom passes. And now one of the most highly so-called injected or inoculated groups in the world, what is it, 8 out of 10 I was reading, are having massive numbers of people vaccinated in the hospital. So to give us the latest on this bizarre 1984 epicenter that Israel's become is Mr. Gordon. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, thank you so much, Alex.
So, we've only got about 15 minutes. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so like you said, at this point, the rate of people being in the hospital, if they're vaccinated or not vaccinated, it's a total joke. At this point, the percentage of people who are vaccinated out of the total sick in the COVID wards in the hospitals are higher than the percentage of the population that are vaccinated. So the meaning of that is that you're even more likely to be in a COVID ward of a hospital if you were vaccinated. And they're starting with the third dose for people who are 40 plus. I just wanted to tie in with what you were recently speaking about in America being called domestic terrorists. If you don't want to get the jabs, you're going to be a domestic terrorist. But here in Israel, first they called us anti-vaxxers. Then they called us COVID deniers, which is the worst because you know that that's supposed to be like Holocaust deniers, right? And so they're calling Jews, who some of which are descendants of Holocaust survivors, they're calling them COVID deniers on the same, you know, expression of Holocaust deniers. And now they've moved forward to vaccine refusers on the same idea of people who refuse to draft to the army. So it's like if you're patriotic, you draft to the army and you get vaccinated. That's the idea. So if you're all of a sudden you're not patriotic. And one of the reasons I wanted to mention my army service as a tank loader is that I served, as you said, after moving to Israel, spent 3 years mandatory service, 7 years in reserves. And I recently, for all intents and purposes, honorably discharged because I didn't get vaccinated. And now people were joking about that. Oh, can we let the anti-vaxxers not pay taxes too? That's going to really make them...
And by the way, I don't want to correct you because I have to say vaccine too. People know what that means. This is not a vaccine.
Yeah.
This is a gene therapy they call a vaccine that was never, correct me if I'm wrong, but just like in Europe, just like in the U.S., just like in Canada, they skipped the normal approval process in Israel, right?
They skipped the process. And we actually tried to, while I was running for Knesset back in 2019, I came across, from being in contact with activists, I came across this story called the CybiVac. And I have on my YouTube, I have also a video. It's called, on YouTube, it's called Huge Scandal in Israel, something along those lines. 500,000 Israeli babies over the course of 5 years got an experimental hepatitis B vaccine. And that also they skipped over. Usually Israel trusts, here in the bottom left corner, Scandal in Israel. I did the subtitles for that one. So they skipped over. Usually Israel, unfortunately, trusts American standards, the FDA. Well, on that one, they didn't even wait for the FDA approval. That was an experimental Israeli vaccine. They probably thought that it wasn't going to cause significantly more damages because it had the same amount of antigen and adjuvant. But the way that it was distributed within the vaccine ended up causing one of the women in the picture of that video, Nurit, she actually had both of her twins, were autistic from the vaccine. It was an extremely dangerous one. So Israel, unfortunately, has a dark history of, human experimentation. The truth has to be said.
And by the way, let's expand on that. I mean, I don't say this sarcastically. If Israel's going to follow what the United States does, the U.S. is a big country, nice people, but our medical system has been extremely evil, and everything that somebody in World War II learned, they learned from the British and the United States, called eugenics and all the secret testing. And let's not forget, 40 years of injecting black people with syphilis and then having them spread it to hundreds of thousands of people, tens of thousands died of that brain-eating disease. So I hope Israel doesn't copy the U.S. and start injecting you with syphilis.
Unfortunately, the hard truth, and again, just I want people to understand where I'm coming from. I'm very much, if we're talking about the spectrum of right and left, I'm very much on the right. I'm very, very in favor of having a Jewish country with Jewish values, with a Jewish majority. I'm definitely not on the left. I'm actually, live over the green line. I'm, I live in the West Bank, or I'm a settler, or whatever you want to call it. So just so people can know where I'm coming from. Okay. And as I said, I served in,
No, we understand. And so tell us what it's doing. Because
I'm an Israeli patriot. But just so that people understand that the current state of Israel, meaning not King Solomon and not the Hasmonean dynasty under the Kohanim, under the priests, Judah Maccabee and the like, the current state of Israel that we're living in, the way that it was founded, was an extremely problematic way. There were all sorts of deals cut with, you know, the Balfour Declaration, for example. If you look at who it's written to, it's to Baron Rothschild. Okay, that's
sure. You're saying you're a Jew. You care about Israel. You care about Jews.
Yeah.
And you're saying there are evil groups manipulating Israel towards a very dangerous place.
Yeah, but it's been from the get go, and that's why when the one of the most wonderful groups of Jews are the Jews that came to, that lived in Yemen and came to, and they were so pure and had such pure intentions, and they came to the land of Israel, and they saw the prophecies being manifested.
And now you're getting targeted, again.
And then their kids get kidnapped, you know, and the fact of the matter is that the labor Zionists who created the state are very problematic. They work together with the Nazis in some cases. That's why you have groups like Neturei Karta, who, you know, the ultra-Orthodox Jews that go and meet with the Iranians and the Palestinians, whatever. I totally disagree with them. But the reason that they exist is because the labor Zionists had the ability to save 500,000 Hungarian Jews from the Nazis, and the reason they didn't was because they were ultra-Orthodox, and that didn't fit in with their narrative, that didn't fit in with their agenda.
That's right. That's a historical fact that they blocked, well, total millions of Jews escaping Europe during World War II.
Right, right. So, and many Jews who were more religious, they went to the West, they went to America, they went to other places, they went to South America after the Holocaust, they went to South America.
Why is modern Israel persecuting what they call ultra-Orthodox, which are just Old Testament Talmud-following Jews? Why are they doing that?
Mm-hmm. Again, you have to understand, so there's different levels of it. The historical level of it is to understand where these labor Zionists came from. It's the same place that Reform Judaism came out of, which, unfortunately, in America, everyone's affected by it because Reform, basically, they managed to, 150 years ago, you couldn't imagine a Jew that wasn't keeping Shabbat, that wasn't keeping the holidays, that wasn't keeping kosher. And what happened was there was the Sabbatean movement, Shabbat Tzvi.
Okay, listen, I will have you back on for a full hour because you're a smart guy, you're really interesting, and my producer has been following your work. You come on for a whole hour sometime this week, but I got you on for a limited time because I just wanted to get an update on what is happening with these shots, the fact that it's in the news, the majority of the people in hospital, the most sick have taken it, and just what's coming next. Now they've got boosters they're trying to make people take. They're even getting sicker. So I want to come back in 2 minutes to you for 5 minutes to give us an update on that. And then this is fascinating stuff. I know you know your history. I would love to hear from you on that. If you like Israel's one monolithic group, and obviously if you're educated, it's fine. And this is very sophisticated stuff. There's a big spiritual fight over Israel going on. So we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with hour number two, the Chris Guy as well. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.